Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who gassed up the FBI vehicles before they went and raided Trump's ex-campaign manager.
What?
I know. Wait, I got another one. Also known as the guy, the crossing guard who wants to trip your badass kid on his first day of school. Yes, hi everybody, I'm your host Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who caressed another dude's knee on flight A1476 direct to Atlanta.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I'm also known as the guy who randomly sets off those airplane chimes that mean something to someone somewhere. Just random.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're just sitting there, boom, boom.
You are now free to
just
move
like
above the cabin.
Phone?
Boom! Just like my phone. I'm also known as the guy who decided to book flights for 6 a.m. but not open the TSA checkpoint until 4 a.m. Oh, man, it's such a good time. Wait a minute. One last one. I'm Corey Blaze, host of Fat Guy Radio Show, also known as the guy who met this beautiful black woman who was flying home from Atlanta to pack to move to Michigan and didn't get her phone number or Snapchat because I was so amazed. I was so attracted to the fact that she was a black woman in D.C.
Wow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right.
Hold up. On that note.
Yes.
I was eating out today. Oh, and I,
oh shock I, jock.
I woke. I w- Shut up. Not that kind of eating out. I went out to get lunch. Went out to get lunch today, and I walked in.
Is that what they're calling it now, Lip?
Shut up.
I've been gone that long, they call it eating lunch out.
Lip, can I get some more headphones? Anyways, I went to this restaurant.
Yes.
There was no one in the restaurant but me and the cashier, and she was gorgeous.
Ah.
And I walk in. I was like, oh, you guys changed the menu. She's like, oh, yeah, we updated it. I was like, oh, cool. And I ordered my food, and she goes, she read my ticket. She's like, so how's your day going? I was like, oh, long and hot.
Oh,
and I was like, how's yours? She's like,
shock.
Slow and cold.
Ooh.
And like, I was like, oh, snaps.
That doesn't even mean anything.
That's some innuendo.
There was no innuendo.
That was, well, we have to pause right here because off the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, Marta Moo, what it do? Off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
There she is. And ladies and gentlemen, please rise. The queen herself. The Lady of the K has entered into the virtual studios of the PDP Radio Mix of the Mission. Did you shoot yourself in the mouth?
Isn't that what people do when they see the queen? They just go so dramatically insane that they just commit suicide in front of her presence?
Cherry pie on the wall? No! No one does that.
I call it pizza. Pizza pie on the wall.
No. Is that what you? No, it's cherry pie on the wall because your brain matter and blood just.
Yeah.
Welcome to all the Tony Perkins Show listeners.
I didn't get her. Long story short, I didn't get her number, even though she like left and was like, hey, bye.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had that experience because I had one similar in DC that when you hear all that took place. Of where I screwed up, which could have possibly been the changing moment of my life. Number one, she was black.
Mm-hmm.
She was a black girl. That's the mind blowing, but I don't want to foreshadow too much. Hey, Lip, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I didn't know he was here.
Did you miss me while I was gone?
Of course.
What did you do while I was gone?
Not.
Listen to the radio show just so I can hear your voice.
Not a damn thing. DT, what did you do while I was gone?
I ended the love tour.
Not a damn thing. Ladies and gentlemen, see what happens is that when the big guy is away, My executive producer, Philippius, and my associate producer, Daniel Taylor, did absolutely nothing. Facebook, social media, everything went silent. Nobody stepped up. Nobody said, hey, let's make sure that this stays alive. But no, big guy is in the East fighting off the terrorists, and we're just going to let everything just go to S. Congratulations, both of you.
Is that why you made me an admin on the Facebook?
Exactly.
Because I was going to ask you, hey, can you take me off admin duty?
didn't he 2 weeks ago cry about the fact that, oh, I'm not good enough to have access to those things? And then we give him access and you do dick all with it. Nothing got done while I was gone. Nothing.
I don't know how to do all that.
You could have called. You could have asked or anything.
I don't have your number.
I'm out there testing gravity. I am fat and flying 3,000 feet in the air. I'm out there battling the insurgents in Washington, D.C. And you two jackaloons are back here with your feet up saying, we'll get back to work when the fat guy lands if he makes it back.
Exactly. You know what I did last Thursday? I ate a whole medium pizza to myself because I didn't have to work.
Wow.
I was like, yes.
Lip.
Yes. Yep.
Nothing. You don't care, do you? You don't care.
Lip doesn't do anything when you're here.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
I don't know why either.
You, DT, I'm surprised at. You, Philippius, you are the worst best friend ever.
I know. Shouldn't I get a reward or something?
Your reward is my friendship.
Oh. I'm gonna create a plaque for Lip.
Yes.
That says worst best friend ever.
Worst.
I'll hang it behind me.
Best friend. That was what I thought I was going to come back to. When we left on 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, you were talking about how you want something behind you. And I expected to walk back into Studio G and see that new element. But no, I walk into Studio G, haven't seen my two boys for 2 weeks. And I was like, and I was greeted with stone faces. I was greeted with, oh, the fat guy's back. We have to work.
Well, because no love,
no excitement, no nothing.
Because we ran out of popsicles.
But another thing that could have been done while I was in the East, fighting off the insurgents.
So I have to buy my own popsicles to bring to the studio? Forget that.
Oh, you two entitled jerk stores.
I'm just saying.
If the BDB Radio can't afford it, then we're not getting it.
You guys are hanger honors like I've never seen.
I'm just saying. I'm not getting paid overtime to do work.
Wait a minute.
I'm not getting paid anytime.
I got a question. When the hell did you start getting paid?
Well, I was getting paid in popsicles, but then they didn't cut that out.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
How dare you pass the personage of a king? You tacky package of horse fodder! Begone, you overexcited slot machine! You better be much long! He bit my paw!
King of the cowards.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself scaring us like that. You big scaredy cat.
I can't scare anything. I can't even scare a scarecrow or a tin man or a little puppy. I can't scare anything. Oh, it's no wonder they drummed me out of the jungle. I-O-B-K.
I-O-B-K?
Incapable of being king. No, wait. Wait. I was exiled. In disgrace. I thought I'd be safe here. No one would discover my terrible secret. That I'm a lion without any courage. Oh!
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
From the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Daniel Taylor. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
That's a beautiful audio right there.
Man, oh, yeah. that clip was super long. You gonna watch the whole whiz? Dang.
Way to go, Lip.
Sorry.
Who picked that?
The one thing you do, and you give us the whole movie.
Yep.
Actually, that was me. And thank you, Mata Martha, for that beautiful opening of her Snapchat voices. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, live from Arizona, USA, broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics all over the world. And I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer, Philippius.
Hey.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on the Facebook live feed. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime Student. With college starting up, supplies for those classes can get expensive. So Amazon has Prime for students. Through the special banner on fatguyradioshow.com, all college students can get 6 months free, a 6 month free trial of Prime. Then after the 6 months, your Uncle Corey will slap 50% off the full cost of Prime. I understand how challenging it could be going to school and trying to make ends meet without putting an extra burden on your folks. Trust me, been there, done that. So sign up for Prime Student at fatguyradioshow.com and save yourself some money. You ain't got much to start with. That's some good Englishing right there.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't got much to start with. Mm. See, I got my education.
I didn't.
Amazon Prime Student through the special banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And everyone else, do your Amazon shopping there and use your existing Prime account. Or if you're one of those 9-to-5-er adults and you don't have a Prime account, sign up, you silly goose. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Amazon, so easy they should sing a camp song about it for Gary Stein. All right, everybody. That's an inside.
I'm so sorry I didn't comment any of those funny Waka Waka jokes during the read. I just love Boogie Wonderland so much. I was so enthralled by the music.
You zoned out on it. That's okay. That's fine. It's okay.
I was pantomiming.
Don't worry about it. Nothing big. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
I am fresh back, actually 3-4 days removed back from my trip to Washington, D.C.
A.K.A. Whiteland.
A.K.A. Beautiful Land.
A.K.A. Beautiful Whiteland.
And for those of you that were tracking with the show, I mentioned it the last episode, which was 2 weeks ago, because
this will be your last episode.
Lip did such a great job releasing the best of. I went and did the Tony Perkins show in Washington, nice. D.C. Tony Perkins show featuring Gary Stein.
Nice.
And it was the time of my life.
It was the time of your life.
And now I never, ever said before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And now I owe it all to
Tony Perkins.
Yeah, I do owe it all to Tony Perkins. I will say this. Have you ever had that dream?
I don't dream.
Or that thought of meeting someone you've looked up to for so long, and then when you finally meet them, you realize they're a complete jerk. Yeah, they're a complete jerk. That was not the case. Mm. Tony Perkins and Gary Stein are as phenomenal on their show on the mic as they are off the mic. They are genuine.
Nice.
In every way, shape, or form. The two nicest guys on the planet. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the air. You guys know if you've listened to this show at any time, if I disagree with something, I'm letting you know I disagree with something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But these guys literally rolled out the red carpet for this fat desert dwelling disc jockey in the world of DC. You look up to them and you finally get a chance to meet them face to face. And I was blown away. Now on to the proverbial elephant in the room.
Okay.
Which is not me. Everybody went to TonyPerkinsShow.com on Monday expecting to download the show with Corey Blaze on it. and it wasn't there. I bombed so bad they decided not to release the show. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was not the case. That was not the case. The comedian on the show that was there, that show needed to go out before my show because of a timeline for his fundraiser. They airing a show plugging his fundraiser after the fundraiser is completely counterintuitive to the guy being on the show.
Yeah.
Besides, that episode is phenomenal. I encourage you to go and download the show, TonyPerkinsShow.com, and hear the story behind this comedian. Now, the event, we're taping on Thursday. The event was on Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. I know that a lot of Tony Perkins listeners are embracing this show, and I thank you and I welcome you. And I'm sorry I'm not Tony Perkins, but we will do our best to live up to their standards. But that was the reason why my episode was preempted, was due to a very important and high priority fundraiser that was happening for that comedian. The guy died.
What?
He literally died
when
and came back to life.
Oh, okay.
Back to life. Back to reality. Dude's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
No. I guess it wasn't that funny.
Wait a
Wow.
I'm just saying, if you don't remember a comedian's name.
Well, I do, but I met him for like 5 minutes and a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
and...
but if he's that hilarious, his story is that great.
Jason got... Memes.
Jason Memes?
Beams. Dreams.
Jason Weems?
Kasim Hardison Beans.
Kadeem Hardison Beans.
I don't know, but why you gotta fire off shots? They're never going to have me back now.
Well, Jason Weems won't. That's some...
His name... I got it right. Jason Weems. Jason Weems. At Jason Weems Comedy on the Insta of the Gram.
Yeah, I just looked him up.
You're firing shots over there.
No, I'm just saying... I'm firing... Yeah, firing shots at you.
Because I couldn't remember Jason's name?
You had to go into your memory bank.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't remember. I didn't. His show. They put his show on before mine. Why would I remember his name?
Oh, so you're jealous?
Okay, a little bit.
So, now we're getting into it.
And he's skinny, and he's better looking than me.
Yeah, he is skinny, and he does look good. He's light skinned too.
Yeah, he light skinned it. All the black people on the East Coast are light skinned it, and I don't like that.
Wait,
now why are you gonna ruin my? I was gonna come on here and paint this beautiful, fluffy cloud picture of Washington D.C., but you want to get to the meat of it, DT? Is that what you want? You want the
really
meat of it?
No kissy face over here.
Everybody in Washington D.C. is better than me. Okay, I said it there.
I could have told you that.
Oh wow, I'm glad I didn't bring my one feeling I had today into the studio.
Yeah, because then I'll break it.
The black people are beautiful.
Of course.
The white people are whiter.
Exactly.
The rich people are richer, and the poor people are poor.
But they're still richer than you.
But they're still they're still richer than me. And Jason Weems memes Kazim Kahardian is he. I mean, not only is he a beautiful Negro, but he died and came back prettier. And I don't understand that. That's not fair.
He should have
came back flicked it with like a slazy eye or something. But no, he comes back better.
How did he die? Did he get shot? Did he shoot up?
Well, he was in Baltimore, but no, he wasn't shot.
Was it a drug overdose?
I want you to go listen to Tony Perkins' show and hear the story.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to have to
listen to it now.
I won't do it justice if I try to explain it to him. I won't do it justice. Go get the episode. Okay. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Go get it.
TonyPerkins.com.
TonyPerkinsShow.com.
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 Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Should be the latest episode.
That dude died, came back prettier than when he died. I don't know. That's what okay, fine.
Report.
It's just not fair. I love DC though. I really do.
I was jealous.
Y'all almost didn't get me back.
I was jealous. Bro. I saw your snaps with the weather.
Yeah.
And Lord knows today I wringed out 5 pounds of sweat from my shirt.
Now, don't get me wrong, a brother sweated out 10 pounds walking around DC, but I gained it all back because all the food there was really delicious. And I would sweat off 10 pounds of fat, walk into the restaurant, get 13,000 calories that would put 11 pounds of fat back on me. And then I would walk back to my hotel room and lose another 10 pounds. So when I got to the hotel, I'd have to, you know, order room service so that I could make up for those calories that I just lost. I was working a really, really delicate balance between calories and weight loss.
Okay. So you know what he just told me? If he learns how to not eat, he can be beautiful too in DC.
No. Well, yeah, you're right. And you know what? I would be beautiful if I was in DC. If I was living in D.C., I would be beautiful because everybody there was beautiful. I don't get it. You know why? Because there's no heat. There's no sun. They're burning their face off and giving them AIDS spots. God. Everybody's beautiful. There were people running, shirtless dudes everywhere. What?
What?
Shirtless dudes.
Yeah, just running around up and down.
No, we got a shirtless dude in the studio.
That's true. But they're not in. No. Oh, here we go. And there's the shirt, and the shirt's off, ladies. There you go, ladies.
See, we got shirtless people over here in Arizona.
But we're not in D.C., and you were chocolate. And hey, mocha, there's even a different mocha in the D.C.
What do you mean a different mocha?
It's a prettier, beautiful mocha. I thought you were the most beautiful mocha out there, but no, dude, the mocha in D.C. is a whole lot different.
That's cappuccino.
It's beautiful cappuccino. And I had myself 8 cups. What?
Oh, wow.
I don't understand what's happening. Let me tell you about Sky Harbor. Sky Harbor is our airport here in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes,
okay.
Feel free to throw that shirt back on anytime you want because I'm already distracted from the show. Sky Harbor, TSA. That is our, there's a Twitter. Everybody's woohoo and yaha. And Madam Martha is now dialing 911. There she goes. Madam Martha, I am not going to say that Twitter on the show. No, she said, oh, my God. And Lady K is like, ooh, you stole Lady K from me, you son of a. Lady K, I'll rip my shirt off, but then that'd be the end of the show. The TSA.
Yes.
Transportation Security A-holes or administration or whatever it is.
Are you just making up names now?
I am. You know, what was the boy's name again? Jason Memes.
Jason Meme.
Jason Instagram meme.
Yeah.
Jason Twitter hashtag meme. Whatever his name is, he's funny and he died. And he's back and he's better looking than me. Here's the thing.
Is he Jesus?
He is Jesus Shuttlesworth is what his name is. TSA. I'm at Sky Harbor. I go through the TSA thing. There were some people that were just walking through and getting wanded. And other ones that were walking through the little curtain thing.
Yeah.
Where do you think they decided to put your big boy through?
Through the curtain thing.
No.
Oh, they got you stuck.
Oh, they had you in that little, that tube thing.
The body scan tube. So you walk into the body scan tube and you pretty much assume the position. For some reason, my black fell out and I knew exactly what position to assume, which is just putting your hands together and touching your fingers. Besides, if you don't know, there's a beautiful cartoon that's on the inside of that. And you're in there and you're standing in the little tube and then this magic wand shoots out in front of you. Whoong, and then you step out. So I'm at Sky Harbor. Here in Phoenix, I go through the tube and something is set off. Something sets off the alert. So the TSA agent tells me to turn around and look at the monitor. And I look at the monitor and there's just this little skinny image of a scan and two yellow boxes. And he says, that's your scan and I need to pat you down. And I immediately thought to myself, number one, that's a skinny image. Are you sure this wasn't the dude that went to this tube before me? That's not me. But I didn't question him because it's TSA. Yeah. I was not about to tick off the TSA because any reason you give them, your ass ain't flying.
No.
You done.
You're on the no-fly list.
You on the no-fly list, you fat no-fly. You are in the no-fat fly zone.
No-fat fly zone.
Let's write that down, Lip. So so the two yellow boxes, guess where they detected an alert?
Your titties.
I don't know if you can say that word or not.
I just said it.
Yes, exactly. So the TSA guy has to pat me down. And dude was gentle and had a soft touch. He got a handful of your boy's man boobage. I mean, he went in to the point where I think he needed a Halo Cigs afterwards. I have not been felt up like that in so long. I tipped him.
Did he go from the top and then the bottom at the same time, like underneath?
First he went, he cupped his hand and he cupped his hand and went down the man breast. swooped up the man breast, back up the side of the man breast, then went to the other side of the man breast, then went from the bottom of the man boob to the top of the man boob.
See, he did it wrong.
He felt me up.
What you're supposed to do is
there's a procedure for this.
Yeah, when you go to check,
he gave me a mammogram check.
When you go to check the breasticles.
The breasticles.
When you check the breasticles, what you do is you put the praying hands in the cleavage. You slide them down, and then you do a swoop underneath with the backhand.
But it wasn't both boobages. It was just one boobage. The detector was set off over my left boobage. Just one boobage.
So your left boob is carrying two boxes of C4? Like, I don't know, man. What's going on
here? I don't know. It had two yellow boxes over my left man boobage. I thought it was detecting cancer or something.
Oh, you smuggling in a heart. They found out you got a heart now.
I'm smuggling in a metastatic carcinoma over my boob. What the hell did it detect? I didn't have on a shirt that had any pockets on. It was a plain T-shirt.
You have a pacemaker.
I don't have a pacemaker, but after that,
I think he's lying to us. He has a pacemaker.
Why would the pacemaker be on the left side, DT? Really?
Because you put your right hand over your heart. It's left side.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
See, you have me second guessing. I was like, wait, hold on. No, it's the right hand over the heart. See, you can't even anatomy right.
That dude felt my boobage up. And it was inappropriate, but he did it. And that scan on there was not me. I did. I loved every minute of it. And I want him to do it again. Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out who is this yellow boxing boob lady.
I want to know who the image was. Because it was not me. And clearly, what would someone have suspended over their boobage?
Dope.
You can take dope on a plane if it's under 4 ounces.
Can you really?
Right. I don't know. I doubt it very seriously.
I don't think you can.
But it was so awkward and so weird. And what made it even worse is it was 4:30 in the morning. That's what made it so weird. It was 4:30 in the morning. But I'm going to tell you the secret to what I...
4 hours of sleep.
So I'm going to tell you what happened.
What happened?
That dude is just a freaky freak. And what he does is, since it's 4:30 in the morning, he just sends people to that tube and throws up the same image, and he's just getting free hand jobs.
It was a very coarse rubbing.
It's called the old rope-a-crope.
The old rope-a-crope of the fat guy.
Yeah, rope-a-crope.
He saw this big dude with these big tatas, and he came through. But here's the secret,
Oh, yeah, man.
And I'm going to pass this secret out to everybody. Okay. You fly early in the morning. I cannot tell you how easy it was to get through TSA. And also, on the last show, I mentioned about doing the carry-on thing.
Yeah.
Totally worked. Totally did the carry-on thing. Never once had to check any luggage because guess what? They say get to the airport 2 hours. From the time that I got to the airport to the time that I was at the gate was under 15 minutes every time, except for in D.C. when I was flying out, and I'll get to that. But every time in Minneapolis, in Phoenix, Atlanta, it was 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes from to get to the gate from check-in. The two-hour window was there for the bag checking. There was a line wrapped around Sky Harbor at 4 o'clock in the morning for people checking bags.
Wow.
That's where the wait comes in. And then when I was getting out of my mom's car, because yes, my mommy dropped me off at the airport at 4 a.m. in the morning. There was a lady at the curbside check baggage place, and her bag was overweight. So there are 10 people behind her while she's sitting there trying to take weight out of her bag. That's where the weight comes in. That's why they say the 2 hours, because of this woman that wanted to take all these toys to wherever the hell she was going.
Why is there a weight limit?
There's a weight limit to all of your carry. There's a weight limit to carry on. There's a weight limit to check bags. I don't know, because the plane, you're flying in the air. There's got to be a weight limit. But here's the thing. You can pay extra to have an overweighted bag.
I just pay the extra money.
And they charge you for it. And it's expensive.
How much?
Probably like $20 a pound.
It was, I think it's something like that. $20 to $25 every pound over. You get 100 pounds, dude. How many clothes, how much crap do you need with a 100-pound weight limit? Man, she was pulling out stuff out of that bag that I saw that wasn't an essential to travel with. She was a pack rat. She wanted to take her whole entire condo with her.
She bought a toaster.
To Chattanooga, Tennessee. She had a toaster, a bagel maker, a bagel cutter in there. And Jason Meme's comedy CD.
She had a doctor. Wow.
She had a doctor, a lawyer,
a candlestick maker.
She had a lion, a tiger, and a bear.
Oh my.
All that in the freaking bag. And that's why. Carry on. If you can pull it off in a carry on, do it. Because that was easy, peasy, cheesy, 15 minutes. But then the other flip side of that is I still got there 2 hours beforehand. So I ended up sitting around the gate for like an hour and a half. Well, actually, it wasn't that bad. Because actually, I sat for maybe 40 minutes. Because they start boarding the plane like about 40 minutes before takeoff anyway.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. On the other side of this break, someone got robbed on my trip. We'll find out on the other side of this break. Listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show. I believe in
fate. Stop the show. Stop the show.
I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hit the bullseye by shopping at Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target has everything you need to prepare the smallest human being for school or your 70-year-old granddad's poker night supplies. No matter what's needed, expect Amazon. I'm sorry. I'm going to get another email. Expect Target to have it at a great price. I love shopping Target through the Fat Guy through fatguyradioshow.com/target because I can order online. And if you and if I want to get out of my house, I just drive a few miles up the road and pick it up at my neighborhood Target, or Target will ship directly to my front door. You have the same options as well, and you can take advantage of those options at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Target, expect more, pay less. Well, with every trip, there is the upside and the downside. But I will say that this was the only bad thing that happened. And it didn't happen in D.C. I believe it happened in Michigan, where a lot of bad things happened. I had some cash on me because I knew that I was going to experience some places that didn't have chips. So I had cash. And you know my rule. I talked about it a few weeks ago. I don't let people swipe my credit cards or debit cards anymore. So I had cash on me because that's the unsafe way. If they don't have the chip reader, that means that that store has not invested in their customers. We talked about that. We don't remember?
I don't remember.
Well, there's an article up on afterthelevels.com if you want to read the safety between the swiping of your card and the chip readers.
Okay.
But we'll get into that at another time. So I had some cash.
Some petty cash.
And
do not take all of my pocket money.
I didn't spend all of the cash.
Okay.
So what I forgot to do was put the cash in my wallet. But instead, I left the cash in a bank envelope and put it in my luggage. I knew exactly how much it was. I knew exactly how much I had left over. I knew exactly how much I took out during the certain trips. Like, I wanted to take some cash down to the National Mall because I didn't know if there was something, if I wanted to eat lunch down there or whatever, or if there were millions of food trucks. And I was not about to let a po' boy pull and tug, bait and tackle, oil change food truck swipe my card. That wasn't about to happen. Mm-mm. So I had cash.
Okay,
so the cash was there when I packed up in my hotel in D.C. Cash was there when I went through TSA at Reagan National Airport. I looked at the cash again in my suitcase while I was waiting to board my plane in Washington, D.C. So therefore, it was there while I was in Washington, D.C. through Reagan National. So I cannot blame this on D.C. This cash had to come up missing somewhere in Michigan or Phoenix. But here's the thing. There was only two times my carry-on bag was away from me, and that was during the TSA checks. So the cash that was there, and I won't give the amount of money of the cash that was in the envelope, but it wasn't a substantial amount of money, but it was enough money that they could have taken a couple of bills just to get themselves some lunch, and I would have not noticed it unless I was really paying attention, because they didn't take all of the money. They took a couple of 20s out of the envelope and left the rest of it in there, which is smart, because then if I would have got to the gate and realized that none of the money was there, I would have had knowledge to go back and ask. But because when I checked the envelope at the gate and just literally gave it a glance to make sure it was still in my suitcase, which I did, I saw that the envelope was there. I saw that the cash was sticking out of it. I assumed that all the cash was there, not realizing that $40 of it, $60 of it was missing.
Wow.
I didn't determine that until I was unpacking at home. So, and the only time I was away from my bag, my suitcase, was during TSA check.
Wow.
And I started thinking back. I looked at the receipts that I had versus the cash that I had in my pocket. I looked at how much was left in the envelope, and I did the math, and $60 were unaccounted for. Now, if you were a smart thief, you would not remove all of the cash because it would set off an alarm. Someone will notice the cash is there.
Yeah.
But if you're just glancing down and looking if it's there and it's there, no questions, right?
Yeah.
So I get home and I think back on the timeline, and I notice that my bag took a little bit more time to go through TSA in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which was where my connecting flight from DC to Phoenix was. I had to go from DC to Minneapolis, Minnesota, from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Phoenix. And when I was in the TSA line at Minneapolis, I noticed that it took a little longer for my bag to come out of the X-ray machine. And your stuff gets tossed around all the time, because when you get to the TSA line, you're taking your shoes off. I have my laptop, so I had to take my laptop out of my suitcase because that has to go in a separate bin. Then you got to take out all of your toiletries, your bath stuff and stuff like that, which was in a plastic bag. That goes in a separate tin. And then you got to take everything out of your pockets, and that goes in a separate tin with your shoes. So you got a lot of movement going on. And once you get all that stuff out, your shoes come out first, then your laptop come out first, then your toiletries come out, and then my bag came out. But there was a little bit longer of a pause between my bag coming out when I was in Michigan. And I think that's where it happened. Now, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it. I'm not going to call out the TSA. It's $60. If that person, whoever was working there, needed the $60, so be it. I'm not going to cry over $60. But it just kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. So, of course, I ripped through my suitcase. I ripped through all the paperwork that I had just to make sure that I didn't lose it somewhere else. It didn't fall out in the car. It didn't fall out somewhere else. There was no other explanation other than the fact that either a TSA agent in Michigan took it out, grabbed a couple of 20s, or someone in no, it wouldn't have happened in Phoenix.
No, because
I didn't go through TSA in Phoenix.
Yeah.
When I was coming home, it had to happen in Michigan. Oh, I'm sorry, in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Dang, that is horrible.
Minneapolis, Minnesota gave me a double blow. Minneapolis, Minnesota is where my whole trip took a turn for its worse, because I got lost in the backwards-ass Minneapolis, Minnesota freaking airport. Okay. I got lost, I was frustrated, and I wanted to vape. Airlines, listen to me. You guys got to allow vaping on your planes, please. There's still ashtrays installed in the bathrooms on some of these damn flights. Come on, they got to allow vaping. So when I got to Minneapolis, Minnesota, I wanted to vape. So you had to go out of the airport all the way outside just so that I could vape. And I was frustrated because I got lost. And then I had to go outside and vape. So I recorded this video while I was sitting outside the Minneapolis airport. By the way, that was completely under construction. And what pissed me off so much is that the Minneapolis, Minnesota airport has all of the gate numbered the same numbers, but different letters. So there are five different gate 22s, but there's gate 22A, gate 22B, gate 22E, gate 22F. No, there is no F. It jumps over to G.
The heck? What for?
I don't know! But it was frustrating. So I recorded this. For those of you that are on live stream, you're going to get an expletive word on here. So please, if you're listening to this with children, or you're streaming this live with children, I'm going to give you a second to get them away. We'll take this out in the final edit. But this is me sitting outside the Minneapolis airport. And as I'm buffering here, because my phone is taking a crap, I was completely frustrated, and this is where, here we go.
I am an absolute damn mess right now.
I'm so tired.
In Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota, wherever this is, and I got lost in the airport. The most backward-ass designed airport that's built in an H and a tram that misleads you and where you're going, but yet you have to go, and then when you get there, you found out that's not the place you need to go. Then the Delta app wouldn't let me check in, so I can't get my boarding pass to get back in through TSA, which is because I needed to come down, and I was stuck with the smokers because I just wanted to vape. The Minneapolis leg of this trip, return home, is not what I wanted it to be. I'm not happy right now, frustrated. I'm out of data on my phone, and so everything is moving slow. I can't even Snapchat this frustration because I can't get Snapchat to work. I'm not connected to a Wi-Fi here because I don't want my ID stolen. And I'm wearing the same shirt that I had on yesterday because the black shirt that I brought me was too small. Damn. Now I just want to get home. It's ruining my Washington, D.C. experience. But here I am in the Midwest, the wicked Midwest.
Now I sounded congested.
Yeah, you did.
And because my nose was clogged, my ears were clogged, I was pissed and frustrated at that point.
Why was all that stuff clogged?
I don't know. I think it was just the plane or the allergies or whatever, but I just completely all just like sinuses and everything.
That's gross.
I was so frustrated in the Minneapolis, Minnesota airport. I was so aggravated. And then to get home and find out that that's where my money was stolen.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, that is where the Vikings are. They pillage and plunder.
I guess so. But it just sucked. I was tired. I was jet lagged. And I said Midwest. Minneapolis is not in the Midwest. It's like the north or northeast, right? It's like near Michigan.
Yeah.
That's not the Midwest. Is it considered the Midwest?
It's like right next door to Wisconsin.
Right? Mata Martha off the Twitter says, I sounded really white.
Yeah, I thought we were listening to a tape of Donny Osmond.
No, that was me.
Hi, guys.
I'm out here
with the smokers.
It is what it is. I got lost. It's just Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wait, so you're not allowed to vape in airports?
No, I was afraid to do anything, dude, because I didn't want to give any reason for any extra conversations about my travel. I wanted to. Now, number one, I'm not afraid of flying.
I would have vaped in the bathroom.
No, this is what happened in Sky Harbor. I snuck into the bathroom, took a vape, and then out of nowhere, boom. Attention, travelers. We like to encourage you that we have designated smoking areas and vaping areas. Please see anyone wearing a blah, blah, blah shirt to direct you to the nearest smoking and vaping area. Smoking and vaping is not allowed in the gate area of the airport. Boom. And that came on 3 seconds after I vaped.
Mm.
So I'm like, wait a minute. That was not because of me. That had to be at random, right?
Yeah.
So I did it again. Took a hit off my Triton tank. Boom. We have designated. I'm like, there are sensors in this mother effing bathroom.
Wow.
There's sensors at Sky Harbor to tell you if you're vaping or smoking. How they sense this, I don't know. But I figured a way around it in Minneapolis, though. I vaped and then I blew it. I put my shirt above my nose and blew it into my shirt. and no vape or anything came out. So I got a couple of hits while I was sitting in Minneapolis because I was tired, I was frustrated, I was pissed.
I'm about to try that.
I don't know how it happened, but I didn't want to give any reason to the airports.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But that was one bad airport situation that was just frustrating me because of the circumstances. But the girl, I met a girl by the name of Deja.
Deja.
Ooh, that just sounds already.
And Lady K, it's okay. When at the end of the story, you'll see we're fine. I met this girl by the name of Deja at Ronald Reagan International Airport.
Yeah.
And what happens is that they book flights for 6 a.m. They tell you to get to the airport 2 hours beforehand, but TSA doesn't open until 4 a.m. So when I got to Ronald Reagan National Airport, I got there about 15 minutes early because my Uber driver had four wheels but only decided to put two on the ground. So we got there early. So I'm standing in line at TSA to get to the gate. And while I'm standing in line at the TSA, this little girl walks up behind me.
Little girl?
Well,
yeah, define a little like this young lady.
She was this young lady that was...
If you had to guess an age.
If I had to, I know what an age is because she just graduated college. So she was young. So she had to be around 24, 25.
Or 22.
Or 22. So she walks up behind me and she just starts speaking to the guy behind her because he had said something about why isn't the line moving? And she says, oh, I come to this airport all the time. TSA doesn't open until 4 a.m. And so then that caught my attention and I turn around. Mind you, it's 3:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
I turn around and I say, really? TSA does not open until 4 a.m.? Why do they tell us to get here in 2 hours beforehand for a flight? She's like, I honestly don't know. And she had the most beautiful brown eyes. And when she spoke eloquently. She spoke educated. She was the appearance of a black girl on the outside, but white on the inside.
Kind
of
like you.
But wait, DT, don't start shrugging your shoulders at me. She was me, Lip. She was me. She was me with a wig, yet 300 pounds lighter.
And 20 years younger.
I just wonder, like, since when is speaking properly, like speaking like you can actually speak?
That's attractive to me.
No. I get that, but like, when people say, oh, wait, when a black person speaks and they speak and articulate their words and they're proper.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, my gosh. Like,
now, let me.
I'm so shocked. Like, why is that a big shocker?
Because if you look at it, a lot of the African-American community is very laxed in their English. And I get picked on all the time about the fact that I sound like a white boy. I suffer. It's a double-edged sword. When you find someone that's blown away. But you know what? It wasn't the fact that she was a black girl that was speaking eloquently. It was the fact that I am attracted to that. That is attractive to me. And the African-American girls that I've come in contact with don't speak that way.
That's because you're getting them back bottom.
Well, I guess bitches. So. I guess I ain't never.
Can I say bitches? Yes, you said bitches.
You did. So I guess I haven't encountered them. So don't get mad at me for the fact that I've classified her as that. But that was the first thing that made her interesting to me. So we enter.
Did you have Dos Equis?
We know. We enter into a dialogue back and forth about TSA not opening until 4 and that she travels through Reagan National Airport all the time because she has friends that moved up from Atlanta to D.C. and how she was there for the weekend. I explained to her while I was there for the weekend and then the line started moving. So we go through the line and TSA guys, we get separated. So TSA sends me one way and she goes another way. There I thought the conversation was over. I'm like, okay, I just met a really cool girl at 3:50 in the morning. And yeah. I'm like, I've never been that impressed so quickly by one, an African-American. I'm not attracted to African Americans.
That's my bread and butter, baby.
I'm not. You can have all the Negroes in the world. None of them are ever on the Corey Blaze list.
I want the ones that speak proper.
I want the ones that are Southern and white and can make hot water cornbread. Hello, Lady K.
I love me some hot water cornbread.
So we go separate ways. There's two different TSA lines, and they break us
naturally.
Up. Right. I get to the gate. I walk up to my gate.
She's at your gate.
And she's at my gate.
Mm. Well, she's going to Atlanta, and you got to go to Atlanta, right?
No. This is where I screw up and become a big, fat, blundering idiot. So I sit down. We're sitting back to back. But I see her, and she makes eye contact with me. And I say, oh, so we meet again. And she I'm flying out of gate 18, and I'm flying out of gate 19, and she's flying out of gate 20. So we had a little bit more time to talk. We started talking about her graduated from school in Atlanta.
Okay.
She's moving to Michigan to take a job up in Michigan. So as soon as she gets back to Atlanta, she's just packing up before she moves to Michigan. And she asked me, you know, what do you like so much about D.C.? And I explained to her that my thoughts on the monuments were I was kind of a lost cause with the monuments because all I was doing was looking for Bones TV reference buildings because Bones' exterior on the show is Washington, D.C. So I was telling her how excited I was about the FBI building. I was excited about seeing the Washington Monument. I was excited about seeing all of the downtown area because all of that is the background to Bones, the television show. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to this girl. She's clearly very, very educated. I've told her that I talk into the internet for a living. And I'm thinking, this girl is going to laugh at me and be like, who is this fat Waka Waka guy? And brush me off. Because you know what, Dite? I'm telling you, I'm picking up the vibes, bro. I'm picking up the vibes. She's putting them down. I'm picking them up. So now we're no longer sitting back to back. We have both now arched ourselves over. So now we're sitting on separate sides of the chair row, but now we're sitting shoulder to shoulder. And never once did she make eye contact. Never once did she break eye contact with me.
Wow.
She made eye contact the whole damn time.
Did you tell her the show?
I did tell her the show.
Did you tell her to listen, like, and laugh?
I didn't because I was enthralled by her. I was smitten by her very quickly. And you know, that doesn't happen because I just talked about in the first break, the cute little sexy comedian boy that died. And now I'm sitting there talking to this adorable young woman who I am finding extremely attractive and I'm flumbering and bumbling, but yet she's finding me cuddly cute. And when I mentioned the reference of Bones, I thought I had lost all credence at that time. But no, you know what her comeback was? Have you been to the museum where they have a museum all about those TV shows?
Wow.
And now we're talking museums. And she's engaging me in my nerdisms.
Wow.
I sat in the airport for 40 minutes talking about museums. I told her about how I saw the African American Museum and I was caught off guard by the fact that it's the only dark building in downtown DC.
What? That's racist.
In front of the African American National Museum was a food truck that was offering soul food. Wow. I don't know if that was by design.
Wow.
Or if it wasn't. But that's not where the story ends.
Okay.
I look up at my app. I look on my app to make sure that I'm at the right gate. And that's where I screwed up and possibly missed out on an opportunity to really sink in and do the whole contact information. So let's take a quick break right here. That's a big teaser because the big fat guy messed up. And I'll explain to you how Corey screwed up the gates in the Reagan National Airport, and it was a disaster, but I was the only one that was aware of it. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. White gold, this one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Living it up in the city, got chucks on,
Louis Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty, I'm too hot, the police and the firemen,
I want to hit notes like that.
I had to do that to wake up Lip. Lip, you okay over there, buddy?
Yep.
You want to do this next sponsor read?
No.
It's for Afterburn.
No.
Do the Afterburn commercial. Just make it up.
Tune in, laugh, and probably shoot yourself.
There you go. Afterburn. Afterburn is our bonus show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fifth or sixth show every month that we do for you. It is uncensored. No commercials. 75 minutes, and it is, there are no rules. After Burn, we reveal more about ourselves and cover topics that the free show rules and sponsors won't allow us to cover, and it helps support this show to keep going. So subscribe to After Burn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right, so for those of you that are watching us on live feed, you will get the benefits of the visual aids. So I'm sitting there, I'm talking to Deja.
Okay.
We're sitting between gate 19 and gate 20.
All right.
I look down at my app and I notice that my app has, my Delta app has updated my gate. So then I look up at gate 19 and I notice that the sign, the TV camera, the TV next to the gate has changed to DC to New York. So if I would have went through that gate, I would have been on a DC to New York flight. So I looked at the app. The app said I'm now at a different gate. So not realizing where my seat was because I couldn't select my seat through the app for some reason. I don't know. I think I was limited by what I could do through the app because of the fact that I use credit card points for these tickets. So they limited us. So I have to go to the counter off every flight to get a seat assignment. So because I knew I needed a seat assignment, I needed to basically leave Deja and end our conversation. So I tell her my app just updated and the TV just updated. I'm not going to New York. I need to go find my other gate. And she says, what gate do you need to go to? And I said, oh, I'm now on gate 22. So we look over to our left and the gate started going from 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and we didn't see gate 22. So that told me I'm in another concourse, basically another section of the airport where gate 21, 22, 23, and 24 are. So I, in this beautiful conversation that I'm having with Deja, and I bid adieu. And at that time, I grab, now I'm rushing because it's now probably 15 minutes before the plane will start boarding and I don't have a seat assignment. And I've checked in, but I don't have a seat assignment and that starts to worry me. So I leave Dejan, say goodbye, wish her safe travels. And I'm not even thinking about giving, exchanging contact information or anything. I'm now thinking about getting to my gate because I'm not going to have a seat. And I was already worried because there was weather that was happening that I'm thinking was going to delay the flights, but none of that happened. So I grab my suitcase, my carry-on, and I walk out of the concourse. I go out through into the public area, basically past TSA. I went so far out of the concourse that I would have had to go through security again. I get out of security and I look up at the signs and it says gate 15 through 20 this way, and it was pointing an arrow right back to where I was. But then on the other side of it, under it, it said gate 21 through 25, and the arrow was pointing right back to the way I just came. So, if you will, D-Tay, number one, if you look at this picture, and Lip, you can look over your shoulder, she was flying out of gate 18. I was flying out of gate 18. We don't know where gate 19 went, but there is an arrow pointing to gate 18. The other yellow arrow on the left side of this picture that I'm showing up is pointing to gate 20, the gate that Deja was flying out of. So now you see why we were sitting right next to each other.
Okay.
The orange arrow is Deja. She's still sitting there. You can't see her in the picture. She's behind a sign, but she's there. So that's how close the gates were. But we thought the gate started at 20. Now, DT, if you go to number two, this is a picture of the gate that I needed to go to. Gate 22, which is where my plane was boarding to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I left the conversation with Deja, walked all the way out of the concourse through TSA, and had to come back through TSA to get into the next concourse. DT, go to slide number three. Where this is an illustration of the fact that if I would have looked over my shoulder, I would have noticed that the concourse where the gate is was literally on the other side of a post of where me and Deja were sitting.
Wow.
So my fat ass left this beautiful conversation, walked out past security, had to turn around, go through TSA again and back to the same concourse where I'm now sitting 10 feet from where I was sitting before. And I was so embarrassed that I did not go back over and complete the conversation with Deja.
Wow. See, I would have went back and been like, you wouldn't believe what I just did.
And I was sitting there and I was thinking it and I was going back and forth in my mind, back and forth in my mind. You can get off of that. Back and forth in my mind. Do I go over there and tell her how funny this is?
Yeah.
Do I go over there and say, I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
Or do I just sit here and I just never moved? I never moved, dude. I sat there and I never moved.
Well, I'm sure Lady K is happy.
She's probably the only one. And before you know it, I look up and her plane is boarding because her plane was leaving at 6:10 or 6 a.m. and my plane was leaving at 6:10. Mm. So then before I know it, I look up again and I'm sitting there and I'm literally saying to myself, should I go over there and tell her how funny of a moment this is? I need to go over there and tell her how funny of this moment is. We need to exchange contact information. I need to know what her last name is. She needs to know me more than just Corey who talks into the internet. I never did. I take that back. DT, I never did tell her Fat Guy Radio Show. I reached out. I shook her hand. I said, my name is Corey. She said her name was Deja. That was the only thing we exchanged. All I know is that she is Deja, who flew out of Ronald Reagan International Airport, flying to Atlanta, getting ready to move to Michigan. And you were cute, and I found you attractive, and I squandered away an opportunity that could have changed my life.
Mm. Wow.
And I feel like the biggest idiot on the planet.
You are. I hate you right now.
Wow.
The biggest idiot ever.
If this console wasn't in the way, I'd kick you in the nuts.
I want to kick myself in the nuts, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I have never been so captured by someone before like I was with her. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just the way that she spoke. I don't know if it was just the way that she said how she engaged my nerdiness and how she was a little nerdy. Oh, we also discussed how we're both people watchers.
Ooh. Nice.
We sat there.
See, you got to. Oh my God. My
goodness. Don't get mad at me. I'm mad at myself.
When that stuff happens to me, it happens as, oh, I think a girl is cute from afar, but I never go up and talk to her at all.
No, I was right.
But this girl engaged the conversation. Like, you guys had a meeting. Like, you were able to.
I had an audience. Yeah, I had an audience.
Oh my gosh! And you didn't seal the deal.
I could have at least do.
Oh my gosh! I didn't seal the deal.
You're preaching to the choir, man. I could have exchanged Snapchats. And I didn't have any business cards. What fat internet radio disc jockey goes to Washington, D.C. without business cards? I had none.
We have freaking cards right here.
I left them all in my. Oh my God. I will never get married. I'll never have kids with that beautiful girl from Atlanta who lives in Michigan now. She's in Michigan. She's got to get shot now.
And I will never get the pictures of her naked.
You would have liked them too, because she was a different shade of pretty mocha. Ah. Anybody out there knows Deja?
Send Deja our way.
Send Deja to tell Deja I'm the fat guy with the lazy, sleepy eye with the crust in the left eye because it was 3:30 in the morning. I was that guy that you told to go to the museum. I'm the guy that told you that there is a soul food truck outside of the Back People American National Museum. I'm that guy. Deja, come back. Come back to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Deja, come back. I screwed up so bad, man.
Oh my god, I hate you right now.
I hate myself right now, dude.
That's horrible. I can't believe you didn't seal the deal, man. Like, I don't seal the deal when they don't talk to me.
I had a second chance, dude, but I couldn't get up from the table. I was too embarrassed. She was dropping all the vibes, dude. The vibes were really, really bright because I normally don't pick up the vibes. The only vibes I ever sense are from the gay guys.
Yeah, because you have gaydar.
I feel so damn stupid. My sister warned me that when you get to the East Coast, the girls change. And this is the straightest conversation I've ever had on this show.
Really, all right,
let's take a break. When we get back, we'll go from one beautiful mocha to the West Coast mocha, just completely taking his mother F to a whole nother level. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show at FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back. Hey, you miss a little, you miss a lot. Yes, Joe, that's from Rob Spiewak.
Are you a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team? I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting BDBradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at BDBradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. BDBradio.com today.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Heartbreak Hotel. Such an idiot. I hate you. Nothing you guys can say to me will make me feel worse about what I did.
AJ's going to date her.
I would be happy. At least she'll be back in my life in some capacity. And then Daddy will be right there to pick up the missing pieces. I'm not above taking leftovers.
Taking your son's leftovers.
I will take my son.
That's so bad.
Wow. That's not what we're here for. Hello from Halo 6. Halo 6 is a premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Let me tell you this, folks. You can travel with your e-cig. You can't use it nowhere in an airport, but you can definitely travel with it. I had no problems with my e-liquid. I had no problems with my vape pens. None of that. All they tell you is that you have to keep it on your carry-on or keep it on your person. It can't be checked in the bottom. It can't be in your check bag. That's the only thing. But other than that, I had no problem. They didn't steal my e-liquid. They stole my money. But you can get, if they do steal your e-liquid, you can always re-up at FatGuyRadioShow.com by clicking the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to Lady K and Mata Martha.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, so off of the Twitter, I was kind of ignoring it a little bit. Mata Martha chimes in. She says, it wasn't meant to be then. You know, if that happened, Lady K's like, dang! Bang!
I hate the, oh, it wasn't meant to be. Like, no, come on now. If it was meant to be, it'll happen. No.
No, you're right.
You make your own luck.
You do.
Like,
and that was clearly a calculated mistake.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I had the same thing. I told you earlier I had the same thing happen. I still have the freaking back of the ticket that I was going to give to the girl with my number. Not only that, like at one point, because she had left and said bye to me.
Yeah.
And like, I hadn't even got her name. And like, she left, she said bye to me. And another cashier had just walked in and was taking over. That's when she left. And I was almost ready to walk up to that girl and be like, hey, here's my number. Can you give it to that girl? But then
you had it all mapped out, right?
But then it got really, really busy, and I was like, I'm not going to do this in front of everybody.
That was another element that happened. That concourse filled up. But if I wasn't so stupid to not look over my shoulder and around the pillar, I would have never had to leave her.
I
could have sat there and talked to her until her plane boarded, and then I could have walked or she and I could have walked over to gate 22, got my seat assignment, and went back and and I was sitting there, dude, and while we were talking, you know what? I was planning, like you were doing with the ticket, I was planning it out all in my mind. I was like, okay, there's a little food kiosk over there. Maybe I invite her to go get some coffee or something, and we just get up and we stand up and we talk, and I really just, you know, I go all in, you know what I mean? Make a connection. And then the other side of my brain is like, this girl lives in Atlanta and you live in hot Phoenix. This, you know, and my mind is going back and forth. And here's the thing. I know all of our lady listeners love the fact that I'm a professional single guy. And you're right. Even if I would have connected with her, I would have never married her. I'm against marriage. That's not going to happen. We would have lived in sin until she felt enough guilt where she had to go to church and have a Jesus moment, and then she would have left me. That's how it was all planned out in my mind. But I would have never married her. But I was not there, for the record, Lady K. I was not there looking for ass. I was not trolling for Atlanta ass in the Washington Reagan National Airport.
No, he wasn't.
I was not there.
Well, not female ass.
Right. What?
Just a mass ass.
I was just looking for the ass. You know, I had ran out of money from paying the bellboy down at the bottom of my 16-star hotel.
That's where that 60 went.
To turn a blind eye to the weird people that walked in.
I was going to say, you walked through TSA. You went through TSA twice in D.C.
Yeah, I did.
So.
Coming home.
Coming home. Did you count both times you went through?
I counted while I was actually, I counted.
While you were?
No, I counted the second time before I got on my plane.
Okay.
I looked and counted. So everything was there before I looked. Okay. Yeah, it didn't happen in D.C. But it just happened. And it's not like it was something that was, you know, fate or not fate. I just missed an opportunity, a guy opportunity. And a guy opportunity does not happen to me very often. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. And it didn't happen. And it caught me so off guard because she was African American. And that is not something that even catches the twinkle of my eye. I don't give them a second them, though. I don't give those people a second of my time.
I hate you so much.
I hate myself right now.
No, I hate you for like taking our black women away from us.
I don't take your black women.
You were trying to take one. I'm glad you didn't.
You know what?
Deal.
The way the vibes were dropping, she was trying to take me from y'all.
Because
she was putting the vibes out there. And you know the vibe sign. I know the end of the sign is there, Lip. I know the vibe sign. You know the number one sign where you know you in?
When?
The hand on shoulder.
She had her hand on your shoulder?
She did the hand on shoulder giggle. She was like,
Wait, is the hand on the shoulder, is that the same vibe as the hand on the leg giggle?
She couldn't put her hand on my leg.
But I'm just saying, like.
No, the hand on the leg giggle is like, I'm going to give you a hand job as soon as we go into a dark corner.
Oh,
the
okay.
hand on shoulder means you have mentally stimulated me.
Ooh.
And we had mental
stimulation.
Stimulation.
Mm. Her mental penis was erect.
Until my fat ass didn't want to shift my freaking hog hoof neck far enough to look around the pillar and see that gate 22 was just on the other side of the pillar from gate 20.
How hard is it to turn a pyramid?
Very difficult, clearly. And you know what? I see what you did there. You didn't want me to come back and slam you, but I'm going to slam you at the closing, little Mocha Cup, when I send you a Snapchat saying, hey, when I get back into town, we should try this new place out. You know what I got back, Lip? Crickets. He left me in read status.
Did I really?
He mother effed me
saw that.
To a another level that I didn't even know he could mother eff me to. So you know what, DT? You don't have to worry about ever going out and eating with me ever again. You know what? You're excused from every other. And I
I want to go. I want to go.
I found a new place up in Kingman. Don't worry about it.
No, I
want to
go.
I'm going to see Josh play at a pizza place on next Thursday. Don't worry about it.
I didn't think it was a question. I thought it was a statement of like, we're going to go to this place.
No, I want to go see it. I didn't get a thumbs up. I didn't get a, okay, cool. I didn't get nothing.
I just, when you sent that to me, I literally assumed like, hey, when I get back, we're going to go check this place out. I'm like, okay, like I don't have to respond. I didn't feel like I had to respond to that. I feel like it was just, hey, DT, this is where we're going. Like, I don't respond to half of the emails when the show starts.
Exactly.
Because I know, like, it's assumed that, like, I'm already accepting. I read the email. I read the text messages. Like, your decree will be done. So when you send me pictures and like, hey, we're going here, I'm like, so it says, so it's written.
It said we should try this place when I get back.
I didn't read that. I read, we're going to this place. So
you detail mother F me and snap.
No, we're going to that place.
I'm not going anymore.
No, we're going.
No, we're not.
We are going to go. All right? Me and you are going to take your fat ass to that sandwich shop. We're going to eat food.
Oh.
And you're going to love it.
Sorry, Lip. Real, very quick. Our boy Jason Smith.
Yeah.
On Food Network's star. He made it to the final three.
Nice.
So tune in to out of 12. Final three. So tune in this Sunday. Food Network, check your local listings. He is in the final three. They will make the decision on the finale on Sunday. Our boy Jason Smith, all the way to the end, baby. We may be talking to the next Food Network star, but find out. Jason Smith, congratulations, brother. We love you, man. We love you. All right, folks. That's all we have for you today. Justin Bieber, we plumb ran out of time. Actually, he's the son of a bitch that stole my money in Michigan. I saw you, boy. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime Student, a special Prime deal for college students. You ain't got so much money. Sign up for Prime Student now through the special Prime banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime. FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And tune in to the Tony Perkins Show this coming Monday, where the episode where I go in and I explain how fat I am to two skinny guys. The Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Rofo. I had an amazing time in Washington, D.C., and I cannot wait to get back out there. We'll talk more about Tony Perkins Show next week because I don't want to spoil anything for the episode that's coming out. For our executive producer,
that's me.
And our DT Mother Effin' associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, especially Deja. And when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, Lady K. You still got all my love, girl. You can make hot water cornbread, Deja can't. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.